Good afternoon, Derby Printing and Pack Mail.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Russ there?
He is. Could you hold, please?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry I missed your name. Who is it again?
Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Carter?
Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like Frank Frank?
Frank Frank.
Yeah, on the end. Yeah, it sounds weird over the phone. yeah, sorry about that. Well, I was trying to get, you know, in contact with you. You know, where last we spoke was about 6 months ago. It was a while back now. And we do equipment finance and working capital, and I just want to circle back, see what you had planned, you know, for the rest of the year, and see how business has been going so far.
Well, it's been, you know, awful bumpy.
Kind of a bumpy year for you?
For a few days, and then you do nothing for a few days, so.
Oh, that's tough. Is it? Oh, go ahead.
Doing anything right now as far as, you know, any purchases or anything.
Okay. And you know, I totally understand that sometimes my timing isn't the best. But yeah, as far as the rockiness and bump, is that pretty typical, you know, for the business, or do you think
it has been for the last couple of years? I mean, we had probably May and June were the two best months we probably had in 8 years. But,
oh, really?
I mean, it just, yeah, July was kind of, you know, back to the norm, and then August has just been the pits.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You think it'll, like, pick up before year's end, or do you usually slow down?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean,
oh, yeah,
if I knew, I'd probably be more, you know, more optimistic, but...
Right.
Right now, it just, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to hear you're, like, in a tough spot. What do you do, you know, usually do when it's in the slow times? Like, how do you get by?
Well, we just try to, you know, we just try to keep our expenses low and, you know, hang on. Hopefully things will pick up, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, we've been going through this for the last 8 years. This ain't anything new.
It's definitely,
I mean, ever since the crash, our receipts probably half of what they were back then, maybe a third.
Oh, man.
So, it's, I mean, you know, we're a small company, though, so.
Right, right.
We've got three full-time people, and me and my wife, and, you know, we just kind of keep everything low and, you know, try to keep spending a lot of money if we can.
Right, I know, like, keep that, you know, keep it low. Well, I mean, you know, we do equipment financing, but we also do working capital, and that's, you know, unsecured cash. Are you familiar with those programs?
I wouldn't borrow nothing right now because I ain't sure I could pay it back.
Right, and I know that's definitely tough. Just want to let you know kind of, you know, options we might be able to provide for you if you did have any future needs. Is there times when you, like, bulk up on inventory out there, or...
I mean, for the mailers, we send out coupons in the mail every 6 weeks, and, you know, we buy a lot of paper before the mailers, but,
right,
you know, as soon as it goes out, we're paying the bill, you know.
Right. So usually when you buy the inventory, do you get, like, discounts at any time of the year, or is it normally pretty consistent?
Not really. No. It's pretty steady. I mean, prices have been edging up a little bit.
Oh, why? Why is that, you think?
Well, I mean, there's just, you know, they got to make a profit, and, you know, prices are going up on everything, it seems like.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to get a discount.
Yeah.
How much volume you buy. I mean, guys that buy carloads of stuff, you know, they're getting the discounts.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, I know, that's tough. Yeah, I didn't know if you had opportunities like that pop up where you could, you know, use extra capital, or do you use lines of credit over there?
No. We used to, but ever since things, you know, headed south, we kind of got away from it.
Yeah. Well, that's, You know, definitely an option there too if you didn't have that line. I know it's tough to use your own capital majority of the time. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, an option there if you did have, you know, maybe a bridge between a big job or, you know, you had some jobs. I'm sure, do you have like a net 30 payout for your receivables or?
That's our plan, but, you know, mm-hmm. everybody, you know, kind of drags it out for a while. We got some people right. pay us the next day. A lot of them pay us when we deliver the job.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, most of our jobs are $100 or less.
Okay.
I mean, it's unusual for us to do a $4,000 or $5,000 job.
Okay. And so basically, like with your customers, you have very, you know, the same customers, or do you always try and find new, or obviously for try and find new, but.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, right now, we're not doing nothing. If you want to check back with me in about 6 months, you're welcome to call, but I've got somebody holding on the other line to speak with me.
Okay, Russ.
I'm trying to get hold up for a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, do you have an email? I'll send you some info. You can keep on file, and then I'll just circle back
to you. Derby Printing.
Uh-huh.
At bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right, Russell. Thanks for your time. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.